T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Richard is our fantasy football guru. He's with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. This segment sponsored by Perfect Ash Cigars and Independence at 7324 Valley View Drive. Before we get to fantasy football, quick note, good news. Team doctors at the Cleveland Clinic have cleared Leonis Martin to practice and play. So that's good news after the scary thing he went through at the end of last year. So Leonis Martin, who will probably be the Indian center fielder this year, has been cleared to resume practice. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, but welcome to crazy waiver wire.
Oh, my God.
Because this is going to be probably the last big, impactful waiver wire night.
Yes.
Fantasy owners are going to have. You know, seasons or regular seasons in fantasy typically end in week 13. Bull, I know you know this.
Yes.
So going into week 12, everybody's making that last push
right
to get into the playoffs. Crucial lineup decisions being made, crucial ad drops being made. I'm here to help you out.
A lot of people in the same boat as me right now, Dave. I have O.J. Howard in two of my three leagues.
Ouch.
In the two leagues that I'm going to the playoffs in. What if somebody like me, I guess Cameron Brate would be a good choice. If not Cameron Brate, who?
Yeah, there really isn't a great second option. It's Cameron Brate, or you're taking a pretty big chance, and you might be taking a chance with Brate anyway, but at least his timing is good. He's coming back in to prominence in the Bucs offense with Jameis Winston coming back under center, and it's been documented. Jameis prefers the tight end a lot more than Ryan Fitzpatrick does. He will lean on Cameron Brate. The two have a connection that goes back several seasons. I'm actually very interested in adding Cameron Brate, whether I'm streaming tight ends, whether I lost O.J. Howard, and I also lost O.J. Howard in two of my 17 leagues. So I'm with you, boy. I feel that pain all the way. But if you can't get Cameron Brate, you're looking at guys like Chris Herndon with the Jets, Jonnu Smith with the Titans, and it might be Blaine Gabbert throwing to him. It's kind of gross. Jeff Heirman in Denver, also kind of gross. There isn't a...
Ben Watson's available in one of my leagues.
Not
good.
Heard Chris say, he's got one fantasy point in his last two games.
Yeah, I got to get Cameron Brate.
I'm good.
Fortunately, in one of the leagues, I can make a pretty big fab bid for Brate, so
yeah,
I'll do that.
The sick thing is that just because you've got that fab budget and that you have to get Brate, there's other guys out there that you might prefer first.
Mm.
And so prioritizing is going to be a huge deal for you.
Yep.
I do not envy you at all. There are so many rookie receivers that played well last week and have a chance to keep playing well. You've got Gus Edwards in Baltimore, Josh Adams in Philadelphia.
I got him
already. Jameis himself. Jameis is still available in 75% of CBS Sports Leagues. So there is a lot of work that needs to be done before waivers run tonight.
Dave, to you, who is the top priority?
I think Gus Edwards has to be it. Okay. And it's only because we know that running backs are super valuable in fantasy football. And here's a guy, his 17 carries was the third most of any Ravens running back this season. And he had over 100 yards with him. He's not a burner. He's not a special running back. He's physical. He can break tackles, and he can fit into tight spaces. If the offensive line doesn't block big enough holes for him, that's okay. He can squeeze through. I don't see him as a pass catcher. I don't see him as very dynamic, but I see him as getting a good opportunity in a Baltimore offense that's looking for anything consistent from their run game. The coaching staff, you can tell, they just have had it with Alex Collins. They're going to turn to Gus Edwards. John Harbaugh said that they're going to give Edwards more carries moving forward. You've got to buy into him being that guy. I would say Josh Adams would be the guy. Instead, he's the number two guy behind Gus Edwards this week. And the reason why is because I'm not sure he's going to get enough carries in Philadelphia. It's an Eagles offense that likes to pass the ball. It's an Eagles defense that absolutely stinks. You saw the Saints torch them. You're going to see the Giants have a chance to do the same thing on Sunday. I think you're going to see Josh Adams have some good moments, but not enough opportunities. I think Edwards will get more opportunities. And the Ravens' schedule, rest of season, very nice and very helpful for Edwards.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. If you have a question for Dave, jump in right now, Adam the Bull Fan or at Bull and Fox. Let's talk about quarterbacks. We got some quarterbacks going down, especially if you're in a two-quarterback league. Alex Smith goes down. Mitch Trubisky might not play this week. The switch with the Buccaneers you talked about. Marcus Mariota got banged up. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody else. So what are we doing at quarterback if we're looking for an extra quarterback here late in the season, especially, and you got Goff and Mahomes on a bye this week.
Yeah, I mean, those are going to be good. That's probably who you were thinking about.
Yeah.
And of course, in Baltimore, yeah, I'd love to tell you that Lamar Jackson's going to be the guy, but there's thought that Joe Flacco could be back this week. And even if he's not, it's gross. Even if he's not, John Harbaugh does not want Jackson to run as much as he did last week. It might be 15 carries for Jackson, which is kind of crazy when you think about it for a quarterback, but that's what he's good at. He's not so good at passing. So one quarterback league, two quarterback league, he's not my favorite guy to pick up off waivers. In fact, he's not even in the top three. Jameis is number one, and it's just for we're going on a week-to-week thing with all these quarterbacks. I don't want to say that these guys are going to help you win your league the rest of the season. Jameis is one. Eli Manning is still out there in about half of leagues. He would be number two. And then Baker Mayfield is number three, and he's still out there in about 40% of CBS leagues. Love the idea of starting him against Cincinnati. They've been so bad against the pass. And Baker's done well his last couple of games. I would take all three of those guys ahead of Lamar Jackson. But if you're looking for guys in two quarterback leagues, I think you're looking straight down the barrel at Nick Mullins. Ryan Tannehill is back for the Dolphins. Colt McCoy. I mean, I don't like recommending Colt McCoy in a three quarterback league, much less a two quarterback league. Forget about it.
Dave, in both of my leagues, the trade deadline is actually this week. Are there buy low candidates out there that you think could really help in a playoff push?
Yeah, Chris, I think you got to start with the running backs in Chicago, especially Jordan Howard. I really believe that his best games are coming up. I think he's got a chance to do it this Thursday against the Lions. Mitchell Trubisky, huge question mark to play. There's already some sentiments that believe that he will not play. It'll mean a conservative game plan for Chicago. And really, the run game for the Bears has struggled since Kyle Long got hurt. But Jordan Howard should get a bunch of opportunities. This Lions run defense has a lot of touchdown to a running back in four of their last five games. I love the idea of trying to get him on the cheap. And then at wide receiver, there's a bunch of guys. Alshon Jeffrey, Allen Robinson, also in Chicago, Emmanuel Sanders, Jarvis Landry. These are guys that have not played well lately. Their fantasy owners might be getting a little nervous, and they might try and trade them for whatever help they can get. Now's the perfect time to make a trade for any of those guys. If you've been carrying two tight ends, the one that you like has already had their bye. The one that you have on your bench, you're not going to need. Same thing if you've got two quarterbacks. Get rid of that depth that you don't have to have on your fantasy roster and trade it for running back depth, receiver depth. That can always come in handy for the playoff run.
Let me throw a couple of guys at you, a couple of running backs at you that have not been good the last couple of weeks, were good before that. What do you think of them the rest of the year? Deion Lewis and Joe Mixon.
Well, Mixon is going to be tough to trade for on the cheap. I don't think anybody's getting rid of Joe Mixon, especially after he scored last week. And when A.J. Green comes back, I think the Bengals offense will look a lot more like what we expect it to be, and that'll be good for Joe Mixon. So good luck trying to get him on the cheap.
Yeah.
You could make the argument that even if it's not the most expensive guy that you trade for, even if it's at a nominal discount, he's worth trading for. I just don't think that's going to happen. Deion Lewis, on the other hand, he's going to continue to get the work. I think the one thing that we saw from the Titans, even last week you almost want to throw out because they were just so snake-bit in the first half. They were giving him a lot of carries in the two games prior, and I think they're going to try and keep giving him work when they can stay competitive in their other games moving forward. Derrick Henry is kind of a slug. He's good at the goal line, not really good elsewhere on the field. There's far more versatility and far more danger in their offense when Deion Lewis is in the backfield. The match against Houston this week is going to be tough. The Jets the week after that, that's not as bad. He's okay if you're getting him to be your flex. I don't love him as your number two running back.
All right, I know last week I did this. I picked up in one of my leagues, I wanted to have three defenses that I liked for the rest of the year, looking ahead to the playoffs. If you're picking up a defense or two, looking playoff weeks, I know the Redskins have a good schedule, but do you trust them? The Jaguars, I think, have a good schedule, but, you can't trust them.
You can't find them.
Yeah, you will. What are you doing streaming wise, or if you're picking up some defenses for the rest of the season?
You know, I'm still taking that on a week to week basis.
Okay.
With the DSTs too. Washington's a good call because the Giants actually they're starting to play a lot better, but the Jaguars and the Titans in consecutive weeks after that should be really good. There aren't a lot of DSTs that I'm looking at, and I see their schedule and I go, gotta have them. Absolutely, three straight games where they're going to be lights out. Gotta get them on your fantasy team now. But I will give you. I'll say this, Kansas City coming off of their bye in week 13, if you just want to plan ahead by 2 weeks, go ahead and get them, and then they've got Baltimore after that in week 14, and I don't know what this Ravens offense is going to look like. I think their run game will be okay because I'm going to go after Gus Edwards off waivers tonight. But I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. I don't know how good of a passer that quarterback will be. And Kansas City's defense, despite giving up 54 points to the Rams, is still pretty good. And I think that they'll find ways to hassle the Raiders and the Ravens in weeks 13 and 14. So this might be a case where you carry two DSTs. You think of somebody like the Patriots for this week. They're taking on the Jets. And then you've got the Chiefs, and you can play the matchups in weeks 13 and 14. And then once you're done with the Patriots after this week, you drop them and you go after someone who you could use in weeks 15 or 16, and that might be Washington.
Yeah. Dave, before we get to the fan questions, I just got to share a story I've told everybody because I know you'll appreciate this. So I'm in this one league. I think I've told you it's a really high-scoring league. Mm-hmm. It's a keeper league, and it's 10 for quarterbacks. It's 6 points for a touchdown and 1 point for every 10 passing yards. So obviously it's high scoring. I need it, but even with that, like, you know, the best quarterbacks are probably averaging 40s or 50 points maybe. And there's only, so I needed 65 from Goff last night to win. And he did that once earlier this year. He had 70, but I think it's only been done like three. And he scored 68, and I won.
Nice.
You believe that? Is that crazy?
That's tough to believe, but here's a better one.
Yeah.
I'm up 10 points in a league where I got to have the win.
Yeah.
And I'm going up against a team. All they have left on their roster is Todd Gurley. And I'm up 10, I win by 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he had 99 total yards, or 90-something.
Something like that, yeah.
So what were the odds? You probably thought you had no chance to win.
I the thing on the website, we put on CBS, and they tell you what your odds are, what your percentage is.
Yep.
I was at 1%.
What was
came
it?
Through.
That's amazing. That is amazing. All right, let's get some fan questions. Here we go. Chris asks, better start rest of the year, Roethlisberger or Luck?
Luck is who I pick.
Matt asks, have to decide between Marlon Mack, Alshon Jeffrey, or Duke Johnson in a PPR?
I'm going to lean toward Marlon Mack, provided that he's healthy. I know that the Colts added another running back today. I don't think that's got anything to do with Marlon Mack. I would pick him over Duke Johnson.
Joe says he's got O.J. Howard and Jimmy Graham. Brait or Jonnu Smith?
Brait is number one, Herndon number two, Jonnu Smith number three. And don't let me go, Bull, without talking about those receivers. We need to pick up.
It's a good point. That's true. We didn't hit on the free agent wide receivers. We will do that before we leave. Baker or Lamar Jackson is bye week filling.
Baker.
Four wide receiver league. The Cleveland says PPR have Beckham and Hopkins. Now need to pick up two between Curtis Samuel, Taylor Gabriel, Valdez Scantling, Corey Davis, or Willie Snead.
Oh boy, I can't help but think that Valdez Scantling will get back on the right side of things this week. The Packers have to throw the football against Minnesota. Devontae Adams is going to get tight coverage. They need to use Valdez Scantling more. So I'll go with him, and if Mariota's playing, I'll go with Corey Davis.
Dustin asks, if A.J. Green is playing, should he play him over Sony Michelle or James White?
Yeah.
Well, two of those three guys got to play.
Oh, okay. So then I would probably bench Sony of those three.
Okay. Frank the Moron asks, Jordan Reed or David Njoku?
Njoku.
Damon asks, in a PPR, should I trade Todd Gurley for Joe Mixon and Odell Beckham?
You know what? That's a fair deal.
Yeah.
That's more than a fair deal for Gurley. And not only that, you're trading Todd Gurley on his bye week. You can't use him in week 12. Mm. And he tweaked his ankle in the game. That's part of the reason why I think I won, was because the Rams were afraid to give him his usual workload against the Chiefs. They
That's
still
true.
Found a way to win the game,
yeah.
of course. But, Todd Gurley might not be at 100%. You're making that deal.
Jordan asks, Cousins or Wentz the rest of the season?
Carson Wentz.
Art asks, Gordon or Duke Johnson in a flex?
Probably Gordon over Duke.
Evan Engram.
Especially if not CPR Bowl.
Evan Engram and David Njoku.
I'll actually take Engram over Njoku there.
Watson or Baker?
I think I have Deshaun ranked a little higher than Baker Mayfield.
Pick one, Robinson, Demaryius Thomas, Derrick Henry.
Wow, what a gross trio. It's got to be Robinson, even with Chase Daniel potentially starting. Mm. Listen, that Lions secondary, A, they're not good at covering receivers. B, they're not very good at tackling receivers. So even if it's Chase Daniel, maybe it's a catch and run that helps Allen Robinson find the end zone. He did that last time he played the Lions, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Tevin Coleman or Dalvin Cook?
I'll go with Dalvin Cook.
Okay. Best
I like them both, though.
Best defense to target for week 16. Is that too far in advance to ask?
Who's playing the Bills in week 16? Oh, the Patriots, and they're still out there in about a third of CBS Sports
League. All right, this last question is about the aforementioned wide receivers that we got to talk about, because he's asking Traquan Smith, DJ Moore, Josh Reynolds. in a PPR league. Those are some of the young receivers that all had good games. Who do you like in that one? And give us the breakdown of the wide receivers and free agency.
Yeah, Traquan's going to be the cream of the crop. And he didn't practice on Monday, although none of the Saints practiced on Monday. It was an estimation, but he was back out there on Tuesday. I think he's the best one to go after simply because he's the number two receiver in an offense led by Drew Brees, and Drew Brees is having an MVP-type season. I'll go with Anthony Miller next. I'm a little shaky on this one because I just don't know about Mitchell Trubisky, so maybe I'm going to flip-flop right here on the air and say DJ Moore should be second best with Trubisky's shoulder, a question mark. So let's go that way. DJ Moore is going to be number two. I was really impressed with how he played last week, but it was against the Lions. This Panthers offense is very week to week. I'm not quite sure if he's going to be a consistent target there, but he's got that boom-bust potential that you like to have in your fantasy lineup. He's a good flex. Miller is the same way. I wish he had a few more targets. I wish he had a healthier quarterback. But the Bears' schedule, starting this week and moving forward, very good and very conducive to their passing game. So I think Anthony Miller will have a chance to break out. And after those three guys, I'll go with Josh Reynolds in L.A. I just don't like that you can't use him this week, but he should fill in admirably as the slot guy for the Rams, and that's never a bad thing knowing how that offense rolls. Other receivers that I like behind those guys, and this is in order, Adam Humphries with the Bucs, especially now that Jameis is under center, Christian Kirk, Danny Amendola, Kiki QT. They should all be picked up in pretty much every league.
All right, a couple of more quick ones here. Pineapple Finger Guns always gets in his question. Allen Robinson or Anthony Miller?
For this week, I think it's probably safer to go with Robinson.
Yeah. Rick asked Godwin or Galladay. Got to be Galladay, right?
Got to be Galladay.
Yeah, yeah.
He's become a must-start receiver.
Let's see. I thought we had one more. Should I keep Cousins or try to make a trade? Baker is my backup, PPR.
So if you've got Cousins and Baker and that's it, you're going to try and trade Cousins. You're not going to get much for Kirk Cousins.
Right, it doesn't make sense.
I think you're stuck.
All right, very good. Dave, great stuff. New trade chart out. Rankings are out. What else you got? What's going on?
The cut list is out, so if you've got a question about who's a safe cut from your fantasy roster, I can help you out. We've got that. And the trade chart is huge if your trade deadline hasn't passed. Of course, the rankings are there. Everything will be there this week before Thanksgiving because we know that people want to get their fantasy lineups right for Week 12. So we will be there for them. We are not going to go on vacation early or anything like that. Just because it's Thanksgiving, we're going to be there for everybody. And, of course, the live show every day, noon Eastern, on CBSSportsHQ.com.
Dave, great stuff as always, buddy. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you soon.
Chris, Bull, happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
well.
Buddy.
And that's it. Keep rolling in your fantasy league.
There you go. Good luck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.